To New Hampshire Republicans, the state motto, Live Free or Die, speaks directly to their own political philosophy. They see themselves as the conservative guardians of individual liberty, small government, and low taxes. On this night, Republicans in Dover, New Hampshire, gather at a restaurant to listen to one of their party's candidates for president. Carrie Willette, an elementary school teacher, says she is looking for a candidate with strong conservative credentials.
I'm voting for national security. I'm voting for conservative values. I'm voting for truth in journalism. I'm voting for discretionary spending. You know, I'm looking to keep my taxes stable, and I don't want the government coming into my home and regulating my life.
On this evening, former Tennessee senator and Hollywood actor Fred Thompson is speaking. Once heralded as a possible Republican frontrunner, he entered the 2008 presidential race later than others. Thompson now trails the leading Republican candidates in the New Hampshire polls. Fred Thompson touts what he says is a traditionally conservative voting record as a U.S. senator. He calls himself a proponent of free market principles, a strong defense, and low taxes, all issues that play well with New Hampshire Republicans.
I got to go to the United States Senate and develop a strong, conservative, common sense record. It's based on the value of the rule of law, based on market economies, based on free people.
Most polls of New Hampshire voters show former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in the lead, followed by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Arizona Senator John McCain, respectively. But you wouldn't know that by this crowd's enthusiasm. Roger Rivers owns a camera store in Dover.
I appreciate his opinions on the economy. I appreciate his opinions on certain national security. It seems like he'll be extra effective in communicating his ideas.
Ann Burke, a retired school teacher, says Thompson would bridge the political divide in Washington and move the country forward.
Honest, he is absolutely what this country needs right now to get us out of the bipartisan mess, the do-nothing mess that we have in Washington. I think he's the man.
Oh, you're going to be a great president.
Traditionally, New Hampshire is the second state to choose its presidential candidates in an election year after Iowa. Since other states have moved their primaries earlier, New Hampshire is expected to vote on January 5th to retain its status as the second primary state. Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Dover, New Hampshire.